This is the Wall Street update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Mike Johnson. A fall in share values for drug companies, coupled with concern over the health of US consumer spending, helped push shares in New York lower. Centre stage was a Canadian firm called Valeant, which warned it was in danger of defaulting on $30 billion of debt. As I heard from Joe Saluzzi at Themis Trading in New Jersey.
Well, you know, they've been having problems for a while now, and I think you know, there's one big particular investor, Persian Group, that's really suffering on this one. It's called Valeant, and it's all concerning their drug pricing, but it hasn't been new. It's just kind of more news keeps piling onto it, and unfortunately for the company, it was down over 50% today, and that affected the biotech arena, which has been a very, you know, up until late last year, the biotechs were very hot. It was a momentum type of driving force, and a lot of stocks, a lot of equity holders were in it, but biotech index went down again 4% today, so that's usually one that, to me, leads the market, and I watch that very carefully, so it does concern me. Even though it was one stock that kind of seeped into the whole sector, it's definitely something that we have to keep an eye on.
It's been accused, hasn't it, of what people call predatory pricing, and it's faced pressure to drop the cost of its drugs, this company Valeant, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, and they're not the only ones. There's a few others out there, and I think maybe one potential problem also is political as to, you know, what happens in the election, who's in the next administration. You know, one candidate, Hillary Clinton, already came out pretty hard addressing, you know, the drug pricing and what, you know, this needs to be reform and so on. So it's certainly, I don't think it's a one-day story. I think it's going to keep going on for a while.
All right, and on Wednesday, the Federal Reserve, the central bank in the U.S., will make its latest pronouncements on the state of the economy. It'll say whether it intends to keep increasing interest rates, maybe not tomorrow. And today, investors heard a little bit more about the pace of retail sales.
Right, exactly. I mean, I think the Fed tomorrow pretty much is a zero chance that they'll be increasing rates. That's what the market's pricing in right now. Next month, a little bit more. Market's pricing in a 25% chance of a hike next month, but I think more importantly, what they say at their meeting tomorrow when the announcement comes out, you know, we're expecting no moves, but we want to hear whether or not, how are they seeing the economy? Do they see growth? Do they see slack anywhere? And I think the market will take its cue from that. But as you mentioned, if it takes its cue from retail sales, they weren't good. And the question that a lot of people have is, okay, why aren't we generating more retail sales? You know, where are the savings, the quote-unquote gas savings that everyone's talking about, that the price of oil has gone down and people are saving money? It's just not translating into more sales. And it is a concern. We certainly don't see the growth. And I think if you don't see that growth, there's certainly no reason why the Fed is going to continue increasing, even though, you know, earlier and late last year they said they would. But I think the brakes are on for them at this point.
Joe Saluzzi, well, a slight late recovery helped the Dow to close more or less unchanged on the day at 17,251.